This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So this video is about an experience my friends and I had in Medina. When we got there, we met a remarkable individual, Brother Suleiman, who was kind enough to actually give us a personal tour of Medina as someone who's been raised there and spent a lifetime there. Just really honored to have his company and enjoy his insights as we traveled, and we ended up at the foot of the mountain of Uhud, particularly the place where the Prophet had to escape from the onslaught after he was nearly killed. And I couldn't help myself but remember the ayat from Surah Ali Imran that were talking about this incredible incident and when those ayat came and how the archers that left their position must have felt when they were hearing these ayat.
And those of the Sahaba, they have so much guilt on them. The body of Hamza radiallahu anhu, they're seeing it as their fault. When they see the Rasul stand on the minbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 facial injuries according to one narration, the helmet piercing into his jaw, another side of the jaw. If you have a dental problem, you sound the same?
No.
Your face changes. You're hard to look at. You're looking at the injured face of their Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting in that khutbah, and then ayat are going to come about them. Can you imagine ya laytani kuntu turaba, if only I was dirt? Right? And what does Allah do? This is a moment where somebody can say to themselves, I am doomed. Nothing I do after this will be any good. Look at what I did. Look at what I caused. There's no hope for me. After that, who's going to commit a bigger mistake than hurting the Prophet ﷺ in a way that he's never been hurt before? The Sahaba that are dead, all their wives and children that are crying. From a special mercy from Allah that you are lenient towards them. And if you had been harsh and you had been tough-hearted, they would have run away from you. Maybe they wouldn't have run away from you because they don't believe in you. They would have run away out of shame. They can't even face him. فَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُوا عَنْهُمْ. So pardon them with love. Lovingly forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. This is the part that kills me. He says, okay, forgiving is enough. He says, and in the next time, take their opinions. شَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. This is Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gets opinion from Allah. And of all the people who should take opinion, take the opinion of Umar. No, take the opinion of those who you could have been harsh towards. Make them feel included.
And you have the right to.
You have the right to never listen to them again. You have a right to say, don't show me your face. It reminds me of Hamza. You have a right to say that. You can be triggered by just seeing them. Allah says, no, consult them in opinion. Why? Because He says, Allah is teaching us that how does a person, we know Allah forgives. How do you know if a human being is forgiven? When they include you in their life the way they used to. And they need that. Allah knows they need that. This became about them. This should have been about Allah's Messenger. Allah starts instructing His Rasul. Just to Him. شَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Take their opinion. And then when you make a decision, trust in Allah. And there are free apps. Now, free apps, you can download Quran, yeah? If I don't constantly connect the words of Allah to the pain of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know what Quran is. It just sounds. These words are expensive. This cannot be paid for with money. This was already paid for with something that the whole world isn't worth what this was paid for.